Good morning. 8:42 a.m. on, what is it? It's Wednesday the 10th? Yeah. Wednesday the 10th of, which month is it? It's August. And I think it's 2016. So, yeah, it's a little bit late. I'm paying the price for not going out when I rolled out of bed at 6:30. It's the problem of not going to bed until midnight that's causing me this problem. So I get up at 6:30, 6:45. By the time I get a cup of coffee into me, I'm settled in. I don't want to move. Then I look at the temperature and see it's 70 degrees. It's a sunny day, and I know this is going to be the last quarter mile is going to be hot. Unpleasantly warm. Anyway, so yeah, I got stuff back from the final beta. Thanks for those of you who are volunteering to be another beta reader or to read it again. No, I've had one reader who has been standing by the phones now, waiting for me to get done making whatever changes I wanted to based on your feedback. And I'm getting a final set of corrections loaded up before I send it off to Karen Conlon for editing. So, no, thanks. Beta readers, you've done a really good job. You really helped me figure out where the story wasn't quite up to snuff. I think I fixed the Natalia is too stupid live, too stupid to live problem. I think I fixed the ending. I have not expanded the ending. The problem, when I got to the end and I finally gave it some serious thought and some oversight, the problem is that if I extend the ending, we get into areas that I don't really want to get into in this book. If I extend there is a task that Natalia is given right near the end of the book, and it happens off page. It's given a quick 3-sentence summary, and we move on. It's because this is not, that task doesn't belong in this book. Yes, I know you want to see it, you want to hear it, you want to know all about it. No. It's not part of this book. And if I do it, we're going to add another, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. And adding a piece that I think doesn't really contribute. So, yeah, no, that's not happening. I like the ending the way it is. It suits the book, it suits the title, it suits the story. It suits my style, which is, when a story is over, the book is ending. There's a little one-chapter denouement, and that's it, and we're off. I like it. I like the story as it sits, particularly thanks to all of the feedback, all the people who have taken the time and trouble to go through with the spreadsheet and actually total up the times to find out whether or not it actually happened in that amount of time. These are the kinds of things that make me think, I'm not writing strong enough stories if people are being distracted by, well, that doesn't seem like it took long enough to happen. In one case, it actually substantially less time. So when I started adding them up and putting them all together, I had to carve a day out. Yeah. So, yeah. Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. We still probably have some continuity issues there because there's so much happening in the early part of the book that sort of depends on travel times and how long have you been awake. And I had to take out a couple of Zoya's naps because she was sleeping. She was sleeping most of the time. Whenever I needed to get her off the page, she went to take a nap. And that was kind of silly after a bit. So yeah, those have been addressed. They've been addressed a bit. I don't know if they've been addressed enough. We'll see. Wow. Okay, crossing the city's busiest intersection. Two vehicles, no waiting. Both going straight through, so it doesn't really matter. So, I've had a cup of coffee, but I haven't had breakfast. I am hungry. Oh my gosh. There's no reason I should be this hungry. I ate a huge dinner last night. I shut off my 9 o'clock alarm so it won't interrupt. If anybody calls, they're going to voicemail. I'm not paying any attention to them. I'm enjoying the shade because it's going to run out. And then I'm going to be walking into the sun on the long eastern reach, heading from the Monk Post to the park. Oh yeah. Must have rained last night. There's a few little watery wet spots lying around. I don't remember it raining, but I went to bed at 11:30 and just crashed. Post. Yikes. A little patch of shade here. Whew. Yeah, that's why I don't come out after 8 o'clock. Yesterday was worse. Yesterday it was close to 9 o'clock before I realized, oh, yeah. It was a day of nope. It was a day of... This morning I've got to get the first round of edits at least started. There's a lot of them, so I don't know how far I'm going to get with it. I'm going to get jiggy with it. We'll see how it works out. There's some more shade. Okay, it's not going to be all the way home. Nearly, but not quite. Get a little break here. So yeah, I've got that to do. I've got to get the kid up and to a psychiatrist appointment this afternoon. Apparently I have a care package being delivered today. I'm not exactly sure what it is. Something to do with the bicycle, so whoever sent it is listening. Thank you very much. The routing is from a bike company, and so I'm assuming it's a... one of the accessories I need to turn my Fuji S12S into a grocery cruiser. I'm looking forward to seeing what it is. Should be exciting. That'll sort of force me to bite the bullet and take an hour, a couple hundred bucks, and go up and see the bike peddler and get the bike brought up to snuff so I can actually ride it. I need to get a brain bucket. For years, I rode without a helmet. Completely sans padding, sans support. Just me and the bicycle. It was quite lovely. I fell a couple of times. Cracked a rib. Lots and lots of road rash. But I was lucky enough never to hit my head. I need to fix that. I need to not do that anymore. Set a good example for the kids. I really want the kids to start riding their bicycles. Greeley is, for the most part, flat. It's not flat as a pancake. There's still small hills. You know, 1 or 2% grade, maybe. Some of them are pretty long. The ride down to the grocery store, the grocery store is in a kind of a hole. The ride down to the grocery store is going to be pretty easy because it's on a little slope. Riding back, it's going to be against the slope, but with the 12 speed, it's not going to make any difference. Other than I will have to pedal occasionally. But once I get me the bike and the groceries moving, I'm pretty sure we'll keep moving. Once I cross the major intersection down there, I don't have any intersections that I need to worry about. between there and the house. So not a lot of stop and go, not a lot of traffic to contend with. There are bike paths all the way down and back. Well, if they're all the way down, they're all the way back. So yeah, it should be pretty straightforward. It should be pretty easy. I scoped out the bike rack so that when I get down there, I know where to park the bike. I'll have to replace my lock. I had a kryptonite lock. Back when kryptonite locks first came out, I had a kryptonite lock. And, yeah, that was a pretty good lock. And then, yeah. And then I found out years later that the first versions of the kryptonite locks could be opened with a big pen cap. You just jam it in the lock and turn, and the lock opens. And kryptonite fixed it, so the new generations actually have a little better keying. It's a heavy lock, so I don't know if it's the right choice anymore. There's new lockings. I'll have to look at. There. Into the shade, past the park. Counting down the last couple dozen steps to the front door. The back gate. I have to go to the front door because the milk delivery was last night, so I have to pick up the milk before it gets any hotter out here. But I did it. I made the walk. I did the thing. And I'm at the point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.